today, where property prices are falling fast. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance, and the latest from the latest post covering finance and property news. Well, if you look in the mainstream media, most of the stories are about property prices booming. But of course, as always, I remind you again, averages mask. And interestingly, it's popular coastal towns that boomed during the lockdown years that have recorded double-digit house price falls as buyers face interest rate rises and stretched affordability, according to Domain. Now, they did go on to say that the pace of decline is starting to ease, highlighting the resilience of regional property markets. Byron Bay may still be posting declines, but it's past its trough and is on track to improve, they say. House prices fell most in the regional council of Lismore, where unprecedented floods struck last year, declining 20.8% to a median of $515,000 in the September quarter, according to the latest Domain house price report. The drop eased much of the gains recorded since 2018, when the median was $407,000. The next areas were Kiama, Byron and Ballina, falling 18.5%, 16.5% and 16.4% respectively. On the other hand, prices, they say, rose in more affordable regional council areas far from major cities. Gundala posted the strongest increase of 17.8% to a median of $462,500 in the year to September. That was followed by the council areas of Moores Plains, up 17.2%, Broken Hill, up 16.5%, and Cootamundra up 30.2%. The overall New South Wales regional house price hit a record median of $735,000 as prices climbed in a string of towns. Prices grew 1.4% or $10,000 in the September quarter, a stronger quarterly gain since the March quarter of 2022, and $5,000 higher than the previous peak recorded in June 2022, they said. Domain Chief of Research and Economics, Dr. Nicola Powell, said while more affordable areas were posting increases, even the rates of decline in popular areas such as Byron Bay were beginning to ease. It really paints that picture of how incredibly resilient house prices have been in regional New South Wales. The upswing we saw were the types of gains we would have seen in Sydney, Powell said. The depth of that decline in Byron has started to ease. The peak of declines is past. They are moving into that stage of recovery. And she said while each town had different factors, most declines would be a result of unaffordability and the impact of rising interest rates. But relatively cheaper price points than neighbouring towns and major cities and positive lifestyle aspects were still a powerful attraction for buyers, Powell said. KPMG regional economist Terry Ramsley said more affordable towns were continuing to feel the ripple effect of the pandemic property boom as priced out buyers looked for cheaper housing. There is a ripple effect coming out of the regional centres. People are being pushed out from Yass into Goondiwarra, Ramsley said. Areas that were posting declines were more affected by interest rates, as local buyers were also re-evaluating post-pandemic property prices. On the flip side, some of those declines are where the market ran a bit too hard. Byron is a classic example. It still comes back to local fundamentals. The rising tide lifts all boats. We're now back at each market tracking its own course. And he said regional areas were more vulnerable to distressed sellers, as the market might not have enough diversity of buyers to keep it afloat. Whereas in the city, if there is a distressed cohort, like investors, owner-occupiers have gobbled up that stock no problem. McGrath's Byron Bay's Will Phillips said the local market was performing more strongly than earlier in the year. The feeling is we've definitely passed the trough. We've been filling the market is the best we've seen for 18 months. and we started getting that feeling around September, Phillips said. This is due to the limited supply of properties in the face of growing demand from locals and Sydneysiders, he said. And Byron Bay seller Mark Ryan's Bollingi property is on the market and could be a family home or investment. It's in the Bollingi precinct that has been classed as 365 days a year, so unimpeded for short-term accommodation, or you can live in it. That's a big attraction for investors and owner occupiers, the 40-year-old lawyer said. I can rent that out as a short-term rental every day of the year without a restriction, or we can rent out on the long term. And he said there were still good buying conditions in towns before the Byron Shire heads into another boom. And Gunnedah's Lauren Robertson of Robertson Real Estate said there is strong demand from local buyers as well as some out-of-town investors. And he said the town's strong mining and agricultural industry meant there were enough cashed-up buyers in the market. The supply being so low has kept our house prices buoyant and rising. It's still very, very affordable for workers who are paid well in industries like mining and agriculture, Robertson said. Now, three points I want to make here. Again, you have to go granular. You have to look at the dynamics of individual areas rather than just talking generalities. And this is even more true now. Secondly, you'll recall that I decided to sell in Thurrul in the Illawarra a few months ago. And the reason I did that was because we had a massive run-up in the couple of years post-COVID, as high as a 35% increase. And we were seeing prices beginning to come back, with demand relatively high and supply relatively low, but also clear indications of vendors having to take slides in price to transact. Now, that trend has continued. And my read is this: those areas that ran strongly post-COVID in regional areas that are still relatively accessible from, say, Sydney or other major centres, are still seeing pressure on prices. Those further away, where in fact the run-up was always more limited and where absolute affordability is still better, are indeed performing a little better. But the bottom line is this: the universal story of everything is booming is just not true. So you have to go granular, you have to look in detail at the particular area, and also parse the particular types of property, bearing in mind that we are seeing quite a few properties currently listing which are probably not A-class, either because of where they're located or because of their condition. So once again, it's worth underscoring that you have to do due diligence and ignore what the mainstream media and the likes of Domain are spruiking. Remember, they're in the game of trying to get more transactions at any price. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.